When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week on Pop Guys.
We talk Spotify Wrapped,
Grimes on TikTok,
and Miley's Forbes cover.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gays,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Bonjour.
Buongiorno. How are you?
Merci.
Comme si, comme ça.
Welcome to Emily in Paris, the live action.
When is it coming back? The new season's on soon.
Oh, no. I saw Lily Collins on the cover of Vogue when I was at the supermarket today, so it's bound to be soon.
Disgusting. Oh, I just can't believe it. I don't know how they're going to approach it. It just became this joke. Like, what are they going to do?
They're going to make it into a bigger bit and commit even deeper.
Smart.
My boyfriend has a theory that they're going to kill Emily at the start of the episode. And then it's like about like Emily's death in Paris. Like it's like, how does everyone cope?
Nobody cares. They move on. Nobody cares.
Can I murder her?
Yeah. I would find it funny.
I mean, there's this famous cemetery in Paris, I'm pretty sure. And they'd probably like try to bury her there, but she wouldn't be able to get a spot or some shit. That could be a plot line.
Or it'd be like Jim Morrison, but no one cares. Like they can't get her body back to the States. It's like cemetery in Paris. Well, R.I.P. Emily in Paris. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I love watching things that I hate.
Yeah. Un ménage à trois and that concludes my French.
Yeah. All I know is Voulez-vous coucher avec moi.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, I saw Moulin Rouge the musical.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
In person.
In the flash. It was great. The performances were all really wonderful, and like the moment that like that you just hear them start clicking, and someone starts singing Lady Marmalade. I was talking about this with my friend that I went with. I was like, it just sent shivers down my spine because that movie was like, it came out at the time where we were all just like, I feel horny. You know?
Yes.
We were like young enough to be like, oh, okay. And that's what Moulin Rouge was. And the whole Red Curtain series, but particularly Moulin Rouge and Romeo and Juliet, the Baz Luhrmann stuff. That for me, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready to fall in love. I was 6 or 7 years old. 100%.
I have to admit, I feel like I have seen Moulin Rouge, but I'm not sure if I have. I don't know, you know?
Worth a
rewatch. Because it's Baz Luhrmann has like a very bizarre style of directing, and some people like love it or hate it. But I think Moulin Rouge is one of those things where it's just like, it's like the pinnacle of his style, and it's fantastic.
It's so good, and definitely watch the movie. The musical is also great, but I think the movie holds something a little bit stronger. It just kind of gets to the point.
Yeah.
The musical's also, not to shame, it's also very good, but there's a lot of modern songs in there. I sound like an 80-year-old man. There's a lot of jukeboxy stuff where I'm like, oh, we didn't need that.
Yeah.
We didn't need Firework as a ballad.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's the one song that I have a problem with in the musical, is replacing One Day I'll Fly Away, which was beautiful in the original, and then replacing it with fucking Firework. It's like
Firework. By Katy Perry.
As in Katy Perry.
Oh my God, I do love that song.
Well, do you know what? Maybe this is the musical for you.
You know, I do love the song, but I get what you mean. Like, I don't think I need to see people perform it.
Especially in the context that she's meant to be this, like, Parisian, like, burlesque performer who's, like, down on her luck. But she's singing about, like, do you ever feel like a plastic bag? It's like, okay.
I do. All the time. Yeah, no. Not in Paris. It's no. All, yeah. It's all fabric bags there.
Speaking of Moulin Rouge and soundtracks, how'd you guys go with your Spotify Wrapped this year?
Oh, my God. A gay holiday.
Yeah. To all those who celebrate. Yeah, yeah.
I loved mine. It was very on point. Although it had like Dua Lipa as one of my top artists, and I honestly didn't listen to her that much.
But did you listen to the remix, the P Now, like Cold Heart?
No, I hate that song.
Oh, because I was thinking that might have been how she snuck in.
No, we were talking about that song at that party. So Charlie and I were at a party together. And we were talking about the Cold Heart remix, which is Elton John.
Yeah.
And why would you do that to a perfectly good Elton John song? Just butchering it.
I kind of like it, I'm just going to say. Because after that party, I was like, I should investigate. And then I ended up liking the song.
Yeah, our friend was like, they're saying the thing where they go, oh, yeah, like, or like whatever, nah, like they're saying that too often. It just like comes in every like minute or so.
Yeah, too repetitive.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Dua Lipa fan, but she wasn't my top artist. My top artists were trash this year because
you had the best Spotify app. It was the most random one.
It was not good. Like I love my Spotify rap because it's just like the music that you like. Put in a sound like sometimes my Spotify Wrapped is just like the first month is just me listening to the rap from the last year, like 100%. It's so good
and it becomes this self-fulfilling thing.
Oh yeah, like,
my Spotify Wrapped each year is kind of just the same bass songs with a couple extras added in.
Absolutely. And I'm like, wow, this playlist is so good. It's like, oh yeah, because it's the songs that you love.
Yeah.
Whereas because I this year was a nanny for most of the year, we just had a playlist of songs. So
that
like
played the whole time.
That I played the whole time.
Oh my God.
And like occasionally I managed to gaslight this young children. This 2 year old into thinking that Emma Wiggle had a sister called the Beyonce. Beatles. And she became obsessed with Dolly Parton as well. So I could like ease her out of it. She couldn't get into Phoebe Bridges. I'd be like, this is Emma Wiggle's cousin. She'd be like, no, it isn't. My number two artist is the Beatles. Like, it's 2012.
Yeah, Emma the Yellow Wiggle, and then there's Meg the Stallion.
Yeah, Meg the Stallion. Truly.
Well, the Beatles are making a comeback.
Oh, yes.
There's a new Beatles documentary.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that I haven't watched yet, but I will. I am also one of those cringe people who used to be really obsessed with the Beatles.
That's so random. I never got into them. Oh my God.
I was the same Aurelia.
Yeah,
made my personality.
Honestly, I have a Beatles tattoo.
Do you?
It says "Here Comes the Sun" on my arm.
Oh, I do love that song.
It's a beautiful song,
but only because it's in the Parent Trap.
Well, I like to think now when I look at it, often the Nina Simone version.
Yes, that's a nice one too.
Yeah, that's beautiful. The Beatles, I feel like we kind of like as a society decided to just stop caring. Maybe that was like a youth thing. I don't know.
Every 20 years they come back.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had a big comeback when we were like young, when we were like teen, like that Across the Universe film came out.
Yeah.
My parents are always obsessed with it because it was around their generation too. So then I had a Beatles themed 21st. I went as Eleanor Rigby.
Oh my God, that's
Jordan.
So funny.
Oh my God, that's so you.
Yeah.
Wait, did you also have it? Were you saying just recently you had a home improvement theme?
No, I tried to have a home improvement themed 21st.
Like,
no one would let me.
A single sane birthday.
No one would let me.
I did love Across the Universe, and that song in particular, I Want to Hold Your Hand, that's like for the like lesbian cheerleader who's like singing
beautiful.
It across the field, was stunning. And then Glee, of course, covered it. But it was one of those times where Glee did it well because it was a nice.
And then, of course, Glee covered it.
Yeah.
Any song pre-2015.
There are so many songs, like speaking of Spotify rap, that I'm like, I'm just glad Glee wasn't here to see this. You know what I mean?
I know. I dread to think. I didn't know
Do you know they have a mashup of, this has gone off on TikTok and I found it hilarious. There's a mashup of Let's Have a Kiki and Turkey Lurkey Time.
That was in the episode.
What?
Yeah, that was an actual episode. They had, what's her name? Sarah Jessica Parker in that episode. And it's them on like a Christmas episode singing Let's Have a Kiki mixed with Turkey Lurkey Time. It's absolutely batshit. Also, Shangela from Drag Race is fantastic in it for some reason.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah. Anyway, let's not get into Glee. We'll
be no. Let's never. Let's try and avoid it. That's first and last time we'll talk about Glee.
Oh, God.
I refuse. How did you find? So was your 2021 Wrapped okay?
I loved it. This was my like best year that I was like least ashamed of.
Yeah.
Because in the past, it's just been Broadway. And it's like your top genres are Broadway, show tunes, off-Broadway, and off-off-Broadway. And I'm like, all right. But this year I kind of, the past year, I like sort of pushed myself to start to make like curated playlists and then do like the radio function to find similar sounding music to try and like push myself to find stuff. And I found lots of new stuff that I like that's more like, you know, indie rock and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah, this year was good.
It's good. We had time to curate our playlists.
Yes. Honestly, I went through a big purge on my playlists because I have had playlists that people have sent me that I no longer speak to. And I'm like, I'm no longer listening or saving this playlist. Deleted all of that. Deleted all the playlists I made for people who I don't fuck with anymore.
Oh my God, that's so healthy.
I know. I like, felt so free and light after.
That's great. I need to do that. I have like too many fucking, and like you can only pin a certain amount of playlists and I have to like scroll back.
Exactly. So I'm like, no, it's all clear. It's all just things I made for myself.
Yeah. I mean, I only listen to playlists that I make. And the Spotify like daily mixes, I fucking love those. Sometimes they're so good.
Yeah, well, that's the like thing is Spotify is actually not a very ethical company.
I know.
And all these people sharing how artists don't get paid enough, how the Spotify Wrapped concept was invented by an intern at the end of her internship and she never got credit for it. Yeah. And just all these things that are sort of overshadowing the fun of it. But also I'm like, I'm one of Beyonce's top 1% listeners.
I know. Yeah, someone made a tweet that was like, Spotify has definitely like mastered the rebrand of we're tracking all your information and that's cool.
Yeah.
Isn't it exciting?
It was so like, and then there was that thing that went around that was like, you maybe are carrying in the sheets, but you're on fleek with your.
Yeah. Like, oh, God.
Why is Spotify talking to us like
and
this?
And your aura? What was your aura?
Mine was like bold and energetic. And that's only because every morning I have to like manifest some energy. So I like. Put on like some Cardi B or like that. There's also the only playlist that I listen to that I didn't make is the one that's like early 2000s main character gets ready for the day.
And it's
like,
my God.
Sun comes a little after dawn.
Yes!
Surprised that wasn't my top song.
I have a song from Hating Alice and Ashley soundtrack that like I think is only in that film and nothing else. And I think I'm like the only person streaming this song. I'm like single-handedly keeping it on Spotify.
They can see you.
What was your vibe, your aura?
My aura was silly and hopelessly romantic.
Oh, Charlie.
Uncommon one. Because mine was happy and chill, and I've seen people share that a lot. And I was like, oh, everyone is happy and chill. What the fuck? Hopeless romantic? I want that.
Yeah. That's so nice. I don't know what I was listening to.
Broadway.
I listened to a lot of like melancholy.
Yeah.
Like songs. Like, and I love like sad love songs. And
oh, same. Shit. A lot of Sufjan Stevens.
My God. Don't get me started. I used to have a YouTube subscription just so I could listen to slowed down versions of songs. So,
love it.
Like it. People slow it down and then add reverb. And there's this like Sufjan Stevens from Call Me By Your Name. And then this person made this like 6-minute version which had like rain sounds. And
that
it was like
tranquil.
Visions of Gideon, rain sounds slowed and reverb.
Oh my god, I would cry.
I died.
Watch that tonight.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
While we were talking about the Beatles and coming back, I wanted to also chat about Queen this week. That did you guys see the thing with Brian? I think is his name. The like grey-haired, curly-haired
Brian
guy
Adams.
Queen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spoke this week. He was interviewed and he said, if Queen was around today, we'd probably have to have like a trans person or something like that in our band. Like,
what?
And he was saying it like as a bad thing. Like, you know, PC culture's gone so much. You always have to have diversity. Like, we'd probably have to have a trans person just to stay relevant or something like that.
Why didn't he die?
Yes.
Why are you still alive, Adam?
Yeah, why'd they take Freddie from us and leave Adam?
What the hell?
I know. It's so unfair. And, people were like saying like, oh, surely he didn't say that. This is like the interview, like, you know, you've like warped what he said. But then like I went back and he did literally say it.
He was like, I said what I said.
I'd say it again. And fuck that man. And it's just like apparently as well, when they were making the Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie biopic about Freddie, like he like was somehow involved in the production of it and like was pushed heavily against them showing Freddie being queer.
Yeah, right.
Like he is like, I don't want that part of it. Like, and he was sort of saying like Freddie wasn't actually like queer. It was just a thing. And so everyone's just like, fuck you.
Did he fuck men?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so dumb. Honestly, if I wasn't like the Beatles, Queen, Rolling Stones, any of those bands, I want to be the band member that died.
Yes.
Like at the peak, then the band dissolved, and now everyone else is just like.
You want to be Bon Scott choking on your own vomit. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
It's just so interesting because it's also like so untrue. Like, look at the biggest musicians in the world, the biggest bands in the world. Yeah. Like, I just, nothing, like, it would.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely no bands that are men or, you know, cis straight men. Like,
yeah. They're definitely not ruling the music scene at the moment. And I also heard that, like, you know, I haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody. I refuse to.
Can't deal with Rami Malek's
tea. Can't deal with the tea.
It is a lot. It starts to become camp.
I don't know. I like biopics.
I am a slut for them. I am a slut for them.
Yeah, I feel like I just don't want to know until.
Do you like biographies?
Reading biographies.
Yeah, yeah.
Only of very select people.
I don't know why I'm obsessed with them. I love biopics. I think they're so cool.
I feel like I'd have to be really obsessed with someone to the point where I want to be them to enjoy it. And that doesn't happen often.
It often makes me more of a fan. So, like, if I'm kind of like, I like this person, then I'll go see a biopic or something like that. And now I'm like, now I really like them. And I'll probably go and, onto the back catalogue and, like, get into their stuff. And that kind of happened for me with Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think I want to see someone in their, like, renaissance period coming back. Like what's her face doing Judy Garland. That's the biopic that I want to see. Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger, yeah.
I'm so sorry that I said, what's her face? Renee Zellweger.
I mean, what Paint is her saying. Face?
But I think that, like, I can't, I have to watch Oscar Beatty films 10 years after they come out. Like, especially biopic men being like, I'm being Freddie Mercury. Yeah. And it's like, oh, fuck.
So you're
going to
watch Tick, Tick, Boom in 20 years.
I cannot watch Tick, Tick, Boom for that exactly. It's literally the same thing. Thank you for pointing that
wedge,
out.
It's going to cause a wedge in our podcast. I've been taking every opportunity to, like, message Jordan, like, positive reviews and, like...
I just can't bring myself. I don't care. But
you
I
will care. And Sondheim died this week. We need to talk about it.
Stop. That killed me.
That's okay. Yeah. We can talk about it. I will just listen. I know nothing.
Smile and nod.
I'm like, yeah, I feel for you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the day he passed away, Twitter was just everyone I know who likes musicals, just, you know, endless tweets. And I'm like, I should really get into this. But then I just haven't had the time because I was watching Selling Sunset.
I'm loving Selling Sunset.
Okay, we'll talk about we'll talk about Rest in Peace first.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anyway, it's a glamorous life. Mm-hmm. Another Sondheim song. I found out about Stephen Sondheim when I like parked my car and I was going to a writer's workshop, and it was like me and like two other male comics, both lovely. Mm-hmm. Beautiful guys. And then the guy running the room, and I was like, sorry, I've been crying in my car for 10 minutes. Stephen Sondheim died. And they were like, who?
Oh my God.
And that's like, fine. But you know when you're, especially with
and
something
that's why
like.
I set fire to spleen.
That's why I set fire to spleen. But that's why like.
Also, they won't book me.
Yeah. I was like, what's a venue that I could say that like wasn't going to book me anyway?
it's one of those things where like when it's something like musical theater, which is so cringe, but someone like Stephen Sondheim, who is literally like the best lyricist in music theater and everybody is trying to be him. He's a great composer as well, but I think his lyrics are what really take him over the line. Anyway, and then you're with people who are like, who's that? And you're like, absolutely fair enough. Yeah, absolutely fair enough.
It was a huge reminder that we live in this like kind of music theater bubble.
Yeah.
And that the amount of hours that I have dedicated onto, you know, listening to soundtracks and looking at scores and this kind of stuff, it is a real like deep dive kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I forget that. I'm like, why isn't everyone...
You also realize that everyone has their bubbles because not too long ago, this comedian, Norm Macdonald, passed away.
Yep.
Mm.
And I bet there's comedians who don't know who that is.
I didn't know who he was.
He's like an American. He's like very funny.
Was he like not SNL, but like he was like a late night?
I bet he was on
SNL. He was a Weekend Update guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did a special... tribute to him at the end of his show as well.
Yeah,
it's like, and it's
everyone has their niches.
Yeah,
recently as well, a fashion designer, Virgil Abloh from Off-White, passed away, and like, you know, you just see people post. Mm. I see people post about all those different things that are so, you know, niche.
Yeah.
But yet so broad.
It speaks to like a particular person who's gonna resonate
for sure. And I think the funny thing that happened, like with just circling back to Steve, but he has affected the culture so much. I watched Six by Sondheim the other day as well, and they talked about the song "Send in the Clowns," which just became this huge, like number one chart topping hit. Cher covered it, Frank Sinatra covered it, and all that. And it's such a like nothing song in a way. It's beautiful, but it doesn't go anywhere. Yeah. It's not a big showy song. And
a lot of his songs are like that.
Yeah.
They're very, at their core, they're very simple, but his way with words, like, and his like internal rhymes and the effortlessness of some of the sentences that he puts together are just so like revealing of like, they really allow a good actor to come in and input, the storytelling element.
Yeah. And it's like, it's really great. I think his left hand is lazy and his right is really busy. So you hear a lot of clunk, clunk, clunk with a lot of, and you'll have this kind of busy underscoring like Steps of the Palace, where you can, Cinderella is standing on the steps of the palace and she's going through her thoughts and there's 1,000 things happening and she's trying to center herself. And she goes,
and the lyrics are coming out quite stagnantly and poised, same as finishing the hat from Sunday in the Park with George. Love it's it. So busy underneath, but what is actually coming out of him is quite simplified as he focuses the kind of under the rudder underneath. And that's why his work really resonated. And, you know, with West Side Story coming out soon, that was kind of his first like massive project. He was a lyricist on that when he was like in his early 20s. Like it's just, he was a genius and just so generous in interviews and stuff like that. But something happened on the day that he died that that my partner was telling me about that was like kind of sweet in that way that like obviously affected all of people in the bubble so hardcore. And then this happens and you're like, oh, he has had like a great effect on the greater community without them even knowing, even the phrase like sending the clowns and stuff like that. But one of Kayla's friends from high school like just posted like a basic bitch boomerang of like cocktail, you know how people do it with like espresso teenies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she captioned it like, here's to the ladies who lunch. And Kayla was like, I fucking guarantee you that she has no idea that that is a Stephen Sondheim song, that is a toast that he created.
Yeah.
It's kind of like people saying, you know, Shakespearean things like he invented the word bubble and stuff like that. That's it's a similar vein. But, you know, he was 91. It was going to happen.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace,
sweet
King.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. legend.
A legend.
And speaking of legends, Selling Sunset season 4 is fucking lit.
Oh my God.
Seamless.
Did you finish Seamless.
It? I'm up to Christine just crashed Mary's dog party.
This is
spoilers. If you haven't seen it, we will be talking about the dog party.
The music in this show.
Yes, it's so good.
It's next level.
And they have turned, someone was complaining on Twitter, but I fucking love it. Someone was complaining about the saturation. Like, they've, like, turned it up so much. Like, the colours are so vivid. Everything's, like, it just hurts pops. Your eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And their confessionals this season, they look blurred out. It's like they've put Vaseline on the cameras. Yes. It's RuPaul.
It's Drag Race season 1.
Oh, my God. They're also yassified as well.
Yes. Can you believe Mary is, like, 60 or something?
Oh.
I'm making that up. But she has, like, 20-year-old kids.
Even Heather, who, you know, in my mind, I think of her from season 1 and she's kind of young in that one, but she's in her mid-30s.
Wild. Yeah, may as well kill us.
But the thing is, like, they all got so much work done between the first and last, like, this season, like, comparing them. Their faces are so sculpted. Their bodies are so perfect and their outfits are so immaculate that watching it, I feel disgusting.
Yeah. I feel like a fucking slob.
I'm like, I don't even think I'm a person.
For sure. But I sometimes find when I watch those shows that I'm like, that looks fucking stressful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to live in that world.
Yeah, but I would like my nails to be done.
Yes. Yeah, some of their outfits, like, just stunning. I think Davina is a sociopath.
What is she doing?
Yeah, she's such
back
unhinged.
After that like $72 million failure.
Are you halfway through? Where are you up to?
So I am up to basically Davina being like, I want to come back. I don't care about spoilers because I will leave that show on, go do a task, come back. I'll go to the shops, come back 2 episodes have passed, I'm caught up. Because they spent so long telling you about what happened.
100%. It moves really, very slowly. And this season of all the seasons is the least about the houses. Like, I think there's been like one like listing or that we've seen and then the rest is just like meeting the new girls and then like fighting with the new girls and then like, we hate Emma because she's friends with Mary and then like this blah, blah, blah,
oh
blah, blah.
My God. Emma, I'm obsessed with her. She reminds me of Paris Hilton.
She does. Yes. She also reminds me a little bit of Taylor Lauterman from Mean Girls. She plays with
Jonah. Oh, yes. Yeah. She does have that kind of, she's just funny as well.
Yeah.
And the way that they introduced her, I gasped. It was so funny because out of nowhere, they're talking about this, like, friendship that died.
From 10 years
ago. And then next minute, one of the little bean boys was like, and I've hired Emma. And it was like, I was like, I'm absolutely floored by this show.
Yeah. Like, where did this come from? And then, like, it's just, like, introducing her on a private jet with her, like, vegan empanadas.
Yes. So funny.
They're like, we have hamburger empanadas. Oh, and then there's the new Mexican background. Exactly. And she's like, what? That's not even an empanada.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, what the fuck?
So funny.
I love how they try and have these like fake like work conversations with the new girls who are coming on board.
Yes.
And it's like them in this like $1 million house. There's like a film crew and it's like them meeting with Jason and Jason's like, hey, so I was thinking, why don't you come work for me? And then it's them be like, I'm going to have a think about it. It's like, fuck off. You have signed a contract like 6 months ago. You know, you're part of this season. You know, you're going to come work for it. It's just...
Yeah,
honestly, Christine giving birth and 2 weeks later being back in the office for the drama.
Do you think that baby's real?
Well, she's walking around in heels at like 9 months. She's at work being like, I'm about to pop. And I was like, the healthcare system in this country is out of control.
I think it's like a Kim Kardashian.
You reckon?
Oh, sorry, a Beyonce baby. You know when there was that conspiracy that Beyonce had a surrogate and that like the pregnancy itself was real?
Yes, and people like posting a like picture of her with like a soft belly and everyone's like, here's proof! And
No. I would believe that Christine would go to such lengths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just because how quickly she was snatched back was just... And then even in one of the episodes, she was like, I haven't been able to get Botox done for the last 9 months.
Oh.
And then how do you look like this?
Yeah. She's a quilt.
Oh.
It's...
And also, her name being Christine, her husband's name being Christian, and the baby being called Christian as well.
No, they didn't. No.
They did
that.
They did.
And also Chriselle.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a very funny name.
It is.
And there's like a moment where Chriselle is like at one of the Bean Boys' houses and is like, this wine is bad, but it looks nice.
Yeah.
The Bean Boys. Oh, because they look like beans.
They look like little beans.
Also, just the dog birthday they had was so over the top.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like we need to have one.
Yeah. Next year when our babies turn two, we should have a joint birthday.
Yeah, Bonnie and Kenzo are born like a week apart. We can do like a mixed thing for sure. Also, I found it so funny. Well, initially I found it very sad when Christine was like having that like discussion about she had to have an emergency C-section. And then she was like, and then they took my baby from me. And like the last thing I remember was going under. And them saying, like, we're losing her or something like that. And she was saying, like, it was fucking traumatic. And it was, like, actually, like, really, like, hard to hear. And it was, like, very humanizing for Christine. But then I literally could not fucking believe it. She, like, pivoted that to be about Mary. She was like, and it was just, you know, and I was thinking in that moment, like, I just don't have time for fake bitches anymore. Like Mary. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
The way she went from being like, this was like a really, I just, you know, life is so precious and stunning and beautiful and there's so much life around us. And you know, Mary doesn't fit in that.
Yeah, yeah.
She should just die.
I just had this image of like Christine in like a hospital bed, like passing out, just being like, fucking Mary. Like
truly. Christine is scary.
And all the girls being like, I'm just not into negativity. I can't handle the negativity. Anyone who says they're not into negativity is the most negative bitch conceivable.
Yes.
Also, just, you know, working in my job, which sometimes involves interacting with customers, it's always the people running therapy, massage therapy, like literal therapy and massage therapy and like anything like holistic that come in with the worst attitude ever.
Definitely. They think they're exempt.
Yeah. And it's like, no, you're not. I would never I would never go to your practice if I knew this.
Have you said that? It's like a Google review of some like health spa and it's like, it was like 1 star. It was like, beautiful venue, amazing services, but I'm a professional medium and when I arrived, and I'm very sensitive to people's auras, and when I arrived at the front desk, I was assaulted by the hateful aura of the receptionist Monica.
Oh my God, I vaguely remember that. And that is so true. Sometimes you just enter a space and you know something's wrong.
Bad vibes.
Mm. Ghosts.
Yeah, yeah.
Ghosts. Speaking of ghosts, our friend Demi Lovato.
Yeah, what the fuck was with this?
Demi Lovato comes up with some weird thing every week. This week they said they performed for a group of ghosts.
Stop trying to out camp every other gay. Like Kristen Stewart just last week said that she's doing a gay ghost hunting show, and then Demi's like
goat hunting.
Yeah,
that would be really gay.
Yeah, that would be gay.
Just on the safari.
Yeah, just lesbians killing goats.
Sacrificing it,
and then just using every part of the goat.
Yeah, why isn't Demi killing a fucking goat?
Do you know, I was talking about this the other day. You know how people say goat, like G-O-A-T, goat is greatest. I, for the longest time, was just thought people just got goat. I was like, why, goats. I didn't know. Anyway, that was
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah,
it came to my attention. Why would you? I mean, I'm constantly performing for ghosts. Technically,
yeah. Welcome to being a stand-up comedian.
We all get booed a lot.
Yeah.
So that's pop gays. Bye, guys.
I mean, I'm trying with Demi. I'm trying to come on, everyone. But I've given up. This person does not want us to like them.
I think they're trying to corner the unhinged market. Do you know what I mean?
And that's a big market.
It is.
Yeah.
It does feel like they misread what Gen Z are doing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like trying to be on top of TikTok trends, I guess, because there's the whole supernatural talk they probably want to be a part of, but yeah, I'm just not seeing it.
It feels like those old magazines that you would have where it's like, my husband slept with a ghost, you know, and those kind of, it's like Demi just found an old cover and was like, I'm just going to live out each of these absurd avenues.
Speaking of celebrities trying way too hard, Grimes.
What's
Charlie. Charlie.
Grimes is back on TikTok, I guess, just talking about
the breakup.
Yeah, sort of just addressing negativity.
Oh, God.
And then your friends release information about you, and then it's another deposition, and then you get called back, and it's shut the fuck up. Everybody's great, can you Venmo me? Have you seen the comments?
Yeah, and then it's somebody said the way she filmed this in the smallest room in her house to seem relatable.
Oh, my God.
And it's her being, doing my least favorite thing that, internet, people do. Where she was like, and so how are we going to create this radical utopia, and I want to talk about it, challenge me, this is a place for ideas, so get in there. And then whenever anyone challenges her, she's like, that's actually an attack.
Oh, and it's you're already living in a radical utopia, fueled by extreme wealth, living in fucking West Hollywood, probably.
Truly.
You're already living in your ideal world.
Kind of reminds me of that thing that's I'm literally neurodivergent and a minor.
Yes!
People come back with that shit.
It's so, and she's still in the comments defending Elon Musk. It's babe.
Stop sucking his
dick.
Stop
it. Yes. Wait, do you reckon that she, because he would have been prenuppy. I was discussing this with friend of the show, Prue Blake, about how, because I was well, she probably got a really decent divorce settlement. And Prue was I reckon Elon has an ironclad prenup.
Wait, of course.
Were they married?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. I had no idea.
That sounds like straight nonsense.
Oh, wow. That's
But also recently I've been is everyone getting married, having babies and buying houses, or am I just friends with a lot of straight people?
No, it is happening. I mean, maybe it's our age group, but disgusting. It feels like it's happening a lot.
Well, I feel especially in the fields that we've chosen, the career along with the sexuality that we chose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sexuality.
It doesn't bode itself to a plan.
Yeah, you that's know? True.
It, like, it doesn't, yeah, lend yeah. itself, I should say, not bode.
When I chose to be a broke little faggot.
Yeah.
You know, I did not expect that I would actually have to be broke.
Yeah. Know? Where does a child fit in that?
Yeah. Tell them my little jokes.
But it is, yeah, the Grimes thing is weird. She did this photo for, she had a photographer take pictures of her dressed up as an elf reading, Marx, Karl Marx.
What?
Communist Manifesto. Yeah.
Are you fucking serious? Is this on TikTok?
Yeah. And it's
yeah, just... I mean, the photos are on Instagram. I have that book. I should replicate it.
Yes! That would be a great promo shot. I just, yeah, it's just her being like defending herself and being like, oh, but what about this? And then, but at the same time, it's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just don't really, yeah. I don't care.
Well, it just kind of got me thinking about another sort of celebrity apology, which is just a tad more sincere, coming from friend of the show, Abby Chatfield.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Chatfield. Everybody's a friend of the show.
Yeah. Everyone.
There is much to talk about. Should we take a quick break and then get into the Abby drama?
I think that's a great idea.
So Abby Chatfield has... sparked some controversy in the Batchy fandom. And for those who haven't listened to our popcorn special spin-offs dedicated to the wondrous show that is The Bachelorette, basically Brooke was this season's Bachelorette, and she was the first, she's the first Indigenous and also the first like queer Bachelorette that has happened in any franchise across the world. And it's a really big deal. And so... on finale week, which was last week, like the day before or 2 days before the final reveal where Brooke would finally, you know, find love, Abby, who is supposedly a very close friend because she was literally in the previous episode helping Brooke decide between her two final, you know, contestants or whatever... Abby unveiled on her Instagram that she is dating one of the other past contestants of Brooke's season, Conrad. And people have come out saying that it is not only like just a dog act as a friend to try and like steal the spotlight in your friend's like sort of like final shining moment, but the racial overtones of a white woman pulling all the attention against... from a black woman, you know, on this signature sort of television moment, it sparked a lot of controversy. And then Brooke, I didn't really read Brooke's thing. I was like, there's a lot of
I read the title of the article.
You're that meme that's like, I'm sorry / happy for you, but I am reading all of that.
You're like that guy that went to interview Adele and didn't listen to the album.
Which we've got to talk about.
Oh, that's a tangent. I apologize for bringing that up. So you passed this on to us, Aurelia. I missed this. And one of the top comments was like, I feel like I missed a couple episodes.
Essentially what Charlie said, like... the relationship was hard launched onto Instagram, which is such a funny thing. Like the soft launches, you know, when you're seeing sort of someone's leaning on someone's shoulder, or you're kind of seeing glimpses on them on their story, but you don't have them tagged or anything.
It's not like named as exactly. An official
thing. Well, with Abby just posting Conrad onto her feed, which in 2021 is like engaged, like that's like being engaged.
This is their bread and butter. They live this life of how to navigate social media, and Abby has been on The Bachelorette. The Bachelor, and she knows this show and she knows what it means. And she was there with Brooke, understanding the inner workings of what this meant to Brooke. So there's absolutely no room for the bullshit kind of fake apology. Not fake apology, but the part of the apology that was just like, I didn't think about the ramifications and yada, yada, yada. It's like, no, you knew what it was about, and it was a power move.
Because I mean, like it's I don't even know. It's like getting engaged at your parent at your friend's wedding.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just don't
yeah.
do it.
Don't do that shit. Don't be hard launching your boyfriend who was on that season of The Bachelorette days before the finale.
And it'd be even worse than that. It'd be like someone. It'd be like a straight couple getting engaged at the first gay wedding. It'd be like this is not only a mean to your friend and taking the attention, but it's like this is a significant moment, you know.
It's like straight people did get engaged on Yes Day because they were like, finally we can do it.
Oh my god!
I don't know. It just had this. As much as I respect people for waiting,
no,
till everybody could.
Them.
I was also like,
I have no respect for straight people.
I will never.
I was like, this whole thing is weird. It's weird that you're doing this.
It's also just like, I found that whole thing frustrating as fuck. It's like, if you understand, it's better to be like someone who, I don't know
how to articulate it.
I'm too angry to get into it.
Thank you for all your hard work. I think that I read Abby's apology and it did look like she took accountability, but it's also like it is hard to not be like, that was a pretty dog act though.
Yeah.
Like,
I think like both of those things can be true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It looks like Brooke unfollowed Abby on Instagram, which is like...
And Abby has unfollowed her as well. So, but maybe Brooke blocked her.
Oh, possibly. Yeah. I did one of those the other day.
Oh, yeah?
You know, like when you strategically block someone so they unfollow you too.
I didn't know that.
There you go. Calling people.
It was pretty... It is hard to, I understand like the adrenaline of like being like, I want to announce, like I'm feeling good about this relationship. I want to announce it, but it was poorly thought out.
Just
and
wait 3 days.
Yeah. Mm. And did have huge ramifications. Like we were talking about it.
Yeah. And like at the time I didn't even think about it. It didn't register.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Oh, well, big love to Brooke and David.
Yeah.
They look very cute in their Melbourne house.
So he moved to Melbourne?
Yeah, he did.
That's a nice house.
Yeah.
It is.
That was an easy resolution.
But also, I'm like, I'm not sure if it's nice or if it's just new.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. it'd be interesting to see where this like Abby and Brooke thing, how it pans out.
It could also just be PR spin. Like, we're here talking about it even after the season's finished. And
I feel like... the thing Brooke posted definitely felt, she seems quite sincere.
Mm.
That's true. And she did reference her sister passing away. And it's you wouldn't draw that connection.
Well, that
if
was,
it wasn't real.
Yeah, that was kind of the like, sort of, I don't know, that for reading that, I was like, oh, Abby, this is bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
I was like, don't. Like,
yeah, and also I have a feeling that Abby may have known that too.
Yeah.
Being a friend
of
the show.
Of our show.
It kind of makes me think maybe there was some kind of like, because it would be a pretty random thing for her to just be like, I'm just going to do this kind of slight on Brooke out of nowhere. Like maybe Brooke had an issue with her dating Conrad. You know, and then she'd be like, well, I've been keeping it secret for so long. I'm finally not going to keep it secret anymore.
Mm.
Like, he's not even in the competition anymore. Mm. So I can do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think you could have waited until.
Oh, definitely.
I guess, like, people saw stuff, like, saw them kissing in public, which makes a difference. But hold off.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, like, stall a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk about some other shit.
Should we talk about the Adele interview?
Yes, please.
Yes. I mean, wow. Did you see his statement?
Yes.
No, I haven't. What did he say?
I did feel for him as someone who has missed an email or two.
But yeah. Wasn't he flown to the UK?
Yeah, he was on like a 20-hour flight.
Panini. Yeah. he's on a plane for what? The first time in 18 months and he can't listen to the album.
I think it was a $2 million interview. It was something like huge like
and
that.
And like, surely, I mean, if it's a $2 million interview, I imagine that the channel would have been like, hey, bitch, this is a $2 million interview with one of the biggest pop stars.
In the email. Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
But apparently, so apparently he got sent like even before he went on the flight. Sorry, after he went on the flight, he like got to London. They had to do all this stuff. And then they sent him the email with the preview album.
Mm-hmm.
But he hadn't got it. And he assumed that it was like just a preamble interview before the whole album gets released. So like not even people who were interviewing were able to get, or not even the media were getting access to it, which I was like, sure. But also like, I just think it was a colossal fuck up of miscommunication amongst the whole team.
Mm.
And he really has to be the face of it. But like also somebody call him. Somebody but, like, jump on, yeah. Hey, you got that album from Adele?
Yeah.
And also like my anxiety, if that was me in that job, I would have been like, hey, just checking. I'm interviewing Adele. Where's the album?
Yeah, 100%. You'd want like for your go, personal.
Yeah, just I would comfort. Don't want to be embarrassed in front of fucking Adele.
And I think that it was Channel 7, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Channel 7's fuck up for picking someone who is not a music like associated person. Like this guy wasn't he like a sports reporter or like weather person?
He's like a morning show.
Just a man.
Yeah.
Why are you choosing a man?
Oh my god,
that is my issue.
At least if we had to like a gay lose man. A reporter, we lost this guy.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
It's just it's just such a wild. And now like they can't even like they can't do anything with the interview. Like she's banned them from using it.
Mm.
So because she didn't, I thought she'd walked out, but apparently she stayed for the whole thing until like the end. Or
it
like
was just terse.
Yeah. And then just said, no, you can't release this.
I love that.
Yeah.
So queen move. Yeah.
Also, of course, the video we sent of a tweet that was like, why doesn't Adele have background dancers?
Yes.
And then somebody stitching together the most amazing. What song was it?
I can't remember. It's
Let Me Down Gently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then.
Water Under the Bridge.
Yeah. Water Under the Bridge. Yeah.
And is it
so good?
What's the Meg song that's happening?
I don't know, but it's so good. They have a feature verse and everyone's dancing to it. But then, like, people have actually made up proper backup dances to it and stuff.
It looks fantastic and it fits so well that it actually kind of, and because it's like with an emotional, like, you know, kind of stomping, heartfelt song like Water Under the Bridge, it makes me like realize like how incredible that dancing is. And it just sort of like made me think, like, on a contextual level, like, depending on the different types of music that are playing, like, you know, if like a fun upbeat rap song is happening, like it feels sort of like, of course there'll be, you know, this type of dancing happening. And then if it's like a soulful song, it like completely changed it. I was like watching like Meg like twerk with her dancers. I was like, this is making me emotional. Like I'm crying.
It's great.
And I should get them on stage.
Yes.
It looks so good. I mean, I do love Adele. No buts. Except for one. But like, it's like, she does just stand there. Like, there can be some spectacle in the show. Like, I know that that's her appeal, that she just sits at the piano.
Yeah, but I think that like, I mean,
some signature moments, just like have, you know, some backup dancers.
Yeah, this is true.
Twerking, like, just.
The most I've seen, because I saw her live at the Marvel Arena,
mm-hmm.
I got a free ticket because two of my friends were the little Bonds boys. So she sang Skyfall, and then like all these men in suits just walked out and stood around her and sang like Skyfall with her, and then they walked and left. But that was the most spectacle ever. But yeah. I think her thing is like
it's
her
back.
Charm as well.
Yeah.
And
which
I mean,
love.
It might change. Maybe like the new Adele is gonna come out with some new shit.
True.
She might do so. Part of me would hate it though if she did do like some backup dancing to her stuff, because what I do love about Adele is how she kind of doesn't go with trends. Like obviously she's trendy. But
she does
like,
feel timeless.
Yeah.
And she actually did this other interview where apparently music execs are now like pushing for TikTok ability, like how TikTokable is this song?
Mm-hmm.
And Adele was like, I don't care about that. I don't want teens to, like, this yeah. isn't my target demographic. I'm here for those fuck teenagers' those parents.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is about my divorce. Like, how yeah. are these kids are going to relate? Like,
she wants to talk about the chips at the bottom of the bag.
Truly. Yeah. Also hilarious that she is currently a TikTok trend.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I mean, that stuff will happen naturally. Inadvertently.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of TikTok songs, especially older songs, that I'm like, that was 20 years ago. Mm. Why is it in every single song? And just people just pick up on it anyways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's so strange. And it's so weird what they pick up. There's a musical song that's trending right now that I like hate. People like doing it like people who've murdered someone and they're like duetting each other with it. I'm like,
what's the song?
It's a Pam and the wine. It's from Ordinary Days. It's yeah. just one of those musicals where it's like, oh, you're modern.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, moving right along.
Ordinary Days is the 9/11 musical, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. There's a song about how her fiance died in 9/11. And, oh, no, husband. And there's the lyric, we got hitched in September, our favorite month. It's a bit on
outside
the nose.
Outside Christides or whatever.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's actually a good song. I like it.
Yeah.
Never forget. Never forget.
Total segue, but have you guys been seeing Kim Petras's like rollout for her new song that's coming out, I think, today?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. Okay, so it's called Coconuts. And the song is just like, from what we've heard from like little snippets, it's like, you're talking about like songs that are created for like a TikTok algorithm. It's like, this is the pinnacle of that. Like, it's literally just this audio bite of her being like, my coconuts, you can put them in your mouth. it's just that on repeat, basically. But all of her marketing is just like leaning into like the TikTok generation of like shitness. Like, it's like her making crap like memes on paint.
Oh my God.
And stuff like that. Like, one of my favorite ones is, it's one of those like porn ads that comes up. It's like, my husband is dead. I don't want to remarry. I only want pre-saves. See my coconuts. Click here. just all this kind of like random shit.
That's very funny.
It makes me so...
I feel like there's such a fine line with that stuff, especially when you are like marketing towards a TikTok crowd, which like none of us are above. Do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so funny. You can tell when people aren't doing it well and you're like, stop, like stop trying so yes. hard. I feel like she's kind of nailed it there. It's very funny and very strange.
And just like, if your dick don't slap as hard as Kim Petras's 2021 viral TikTok hit up-tempo sexy summer song Coconuts, don't even hit me up.
Oh my God. Yes. She's doing a Lil Nas X.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, he's the blueprint, I reckon. He's changed the game for like how you can have such an extra rollout, but it be like cool.
Yes. And he's also great. Also, Spotify one of my top rats. Three.
Yes, he's my number two. And
yes.
He had 5 Grammy nominations.
So good.
So awesome.
Heaven. My top song was that song Josh by Peach PRC. Fuck off, stop calling me Josh.
Oh my God.
I couldn't stop listening to it.
The other day I saw this flyer on the ground and the guy, there was a photo of a guy called Josh.
Yeah.
Not your Josh. But it was all over the ground, like hundreds of flyers, and it was like, Josh likes having unprotected sex, cheating, lying.
Oh my God.
I took a photo of it, but it's on my old phone.
This skank.
Yes, it was literally the burn book.
Oh, like someone made it about their partner.
Yeah, it seemed like it. I was,
wow.
I was going for a run and I saw it and I was like,
I think I saw someone share this and it was on like, someone put it on like a street pole and
yes.
like.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the name was Josh. It might have been something else.
Yeah, it was some...
Sorry to this man.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it was. And it just made me think of that. And I was like, what the hell? I almost put it up on my story, but then I was like, I don't want to, you know, like...
yes,
be liable for like spreading misinformation or slander about somebody where I don't have the full story.
I love women like just trashing some
Josh
cheating
likes to
scumbag.
Have unprotected sex.
Yeah, like literally that was the first line. I
wow.
If you are Josh's ex-girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, I would love to hear the tea.
Yeah.
Please.
And then
send us a voice
I will share it in my story and make a poll about it.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's wild.
Isn't
and
it?
I'm happy for the person who did that. Because you know what? That would have been very cathartic and they probably felt weird about it afterwards. But you know what? You did it.
Yeah. You fucking did it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Beautiful.
Oh, did you see Victoria Beckham put up a post that was like,
oh my God, I saw this. Doesn't it was like, doesn't everyone have a Zoom set up like this? And it was literally three ring lights, probably like
professional cameras and like,
yeah, like the newest MacBook.
I love her.
And the comment was, no, Victoria, we're poor.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing because like that's like the opposite of what Grimes is doing.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, I like rich people who have no qualms about like showing off their wealth. Like, I'm wealthy, deal with it.
100%. I like my celebrities out of touch.
Yes.
Completely unaware of their glamorous life.
I want Ellen to tell me that it feels like she's in prison.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of celebrities out of touch, our favorite Chrissy Teigen, of course. Every 3 months there's a like scandal about like Chrissy
What's she
Teigen.
Done now?
She had a Squid Game themed party.
Oh my God.
And people lost their shit.
No.
The waiters were dressed like the guards. The
contestants. Oh my God.
And then,
with the like face masks.
Yeah,
or
the face masks.
Chrissy, no.
And the guests were all wearing tracksuits like the contestants.
Oh my
and
God.
They had some of the games like the, I think, I'm pretty sure they had the game where, you know, he has the
honeycomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The honeycomb game and a few other games that I don't remember. On one hand, yes, it's out of touch, but also like a lot of people did that for Halloween.
Yeah, but it's different if they're poor. Like,
yeah, just like when you are literally like the peak of wealth to be like, I bought all these tracksuits for everyone here.
So true.
To then play Squid Game in your house and have staff wearing. You know,
okay, it gets worse. They also had cash filled pigs.
No!
What?
And a mural or like something.
Like not a pinata, a pig.
Well, you know how it is.
They had that pig on the thing.
I'm not using the right word.
Oh, piggy bank.
Piggy bank.
Oh
yeah.
My God. I thought you meant like a live pig. Or, like, holy shit. Slaughter the fries.
No, like a piggy bank. And then also like this mural, which looked like the staircase, you know, the staircase they're going up and down. That's like confusing. So it looked just like that.
Holy shit.
And I saw a bunk bed.
No, Chrissy. Where did Chrissy Teigen come from? I feel like we didn't know her and suddenly she was like a name and a face.
She goes way back. So before, like her and John Legend have been together for forever, since the early 2000s.
News to me. I didn't know anything about
she used to just be like a model on like Sports Illustrated. And then she had a cookbook or has a cookbook and sort of does cooking stuff.
Right.
And being married to John Legend, I guess, he's like got this wholesome guy vibe. I don't, you know, I can't really see them splitting up. They're not like one of those PR couples.
Yeah.
You have two kids. And I mean, she's just kind of stayed in the limelight from being rich and problematic.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I'm happy for her.
Get it, Kim. Squid Game Party. Squid Game Party.
Did you guys finish Squid?
Yeah. Did you not?
I think I got up to like the second to last episode or something like that, or like third last, and I was like, I get the vibe. I get it. And I just like Wikipedia'd the rest.
Okay, for sure.
It grated on me.
Yeah. I loved it.
I enjoyed it. I was going to stop because I was like, I don't want certain people to die.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't
want to
see that.
I think it should have been a movie. That's my...
That's your thought?
Yeah.
Fair.
It just felt like...
Don't worry, the Americans are going to remake it.
Oh,
are they?
God. I'm pretty sure.
Just leave it be, my friend.
Starring Chrissy Teigen.
Starring Chrissy Teigen. John Legend will be doing this score.
And Chrissy Teigen's horse.
That's fucking wild. I love it. I also love that the girl in it. I can't remember her name. God, I feel like Squid Game, I've come back to talking about it. I feel like we were all talking about it for about a week and then we just forgot about it. And now it's
no
like,
retention.
Do you remember Squid Game?
Yeah.
She's become like a queer icon. She's on every lesbian in their fashion.
Is she like the Asian girl that made it to the end?
Yeah. I'm so glad we follow the same lesbian Instagram
account.
But I don't even know if she's queer.
Oh.
She just looks queer.
She does feel queer.
Yeah.
She does. I mean, they're queer baited with that character for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
with the like doe eyed girl that's like, hey.
Yeah. It was hot until.
Yeah. Until they had to kill each other.
Yeah. So sad.
Typical lesbian relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
Shall we do a pop or flop?
Yes, please.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No. I can't. I'm too out of sync.
Okay. I'll go and then you go. Try to get pop or flop.
Pop or flop.
Pop or flop.
Miley's Forbes cover.
That's it.
Thoughts, Aurelia? Opinions? Is it a pop? Is it a flop?
For me, she looks old. Like, obviously, she looks like Dolly Parton, which I love. So that part of it's a pop. But it's a flop because she just looks 50.
And how dare she?
Yeah.
No, but like, yeah, I get what you mean. It was just, I think it was like weirdly edited or like.
Yeah,
she looks older than Madonna.
Yeah. And Madonna.
Is Madonna still with us?
Yeah.
Madonna is the cockroach that just won't die. But I love her.
Madonna's like not that old, but the way she carries herself and the way like people talk about her, it feels like she's like 106.
I think the more leather you wear, the more we know that you're old.
Yeah.
And like the thing is, I just looked it up. Miley Cyrus is only 29.
Yeah.
Why does she look 45 on that cover? But like a 45-year-old trying to look 29. It's just like bad makeup, maybe.
I'm looking at it now.
I'm also like, why is she on that cover right now?
Well, I guess because
I understand. 30 under 30.
And I think this is her last year.
Yeah.
In the 30 under 30. Maybe she's creating some kind of empire, or maybe she's like, I kind of like love it. I love the hair. I'm actually going to get my hair cut like that. That was just a thought that I just had. But I don't know. There's something.
You're going to take that to your hairdresser. Like, make me
make me this.
And then take it to your plastic surgeon.
Yeah. Don't make me this.
She is leaning into that country vibe. God, we've had so many generations of Miley. Like, so many looks come through.
Yeah.
I think I like this one the best because it's probably the least offensive.
I love the Joan Jett
Miley. Yeah.
That's hot. And I think that's why this is a flop for me, because it doesn't seem to represent Miley's current cool energy.
Yeah.
It feels very dated and I don't know. Like, Miley's deserves a better cover.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't so plasticky looking.
Mm.
And so kind of still. I feel like there's a lot of her energy which is not really captured in that photo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure.
So it's a flop for me. If that wasn't clear already.
Yeah. I think Jordan's a tentative pop.
I think it is a pop for me, but but also like I'm confused by it.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you're taking it to your hairdresser, it has to be a pop.
It has to be a pop. I'll take it to my hairdresser and I'll take it to my grave. Yeah, yeah. And for you, yeah. Charlie?
Oh, it's a flop, but it's like a soft flop because I adore Miley and she was in my top five on Spotify Wrapped. But you know, life has its up and downs. It's the climb, baby.
It is, and it does look like she's been climbing.
Yeah, she's coming down from Everest. I think that's it for this week, my friends.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.